It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report here on Robinhood Radio, where we're joined by Mark Williams from ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up. And right there, when you go to ruralintelligence.com on the homepage, a chronological calendar of coming events for things for you to look at. And don't forget, they've got an incredible smartphone app as well. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Hello there, Marshall, and it's great to be back. And this week, I have thought to myself, we're coming up for Thanksgiving, and a lot of people have guests for Thanksgiving. And after you've eaten yourself silly on Thursday, you want to get them out of the house and out and about doing stimulating things, whether it's having walks in the countryside or, more importantly, going to all sorts of events in the area. So I tried this week when we were talking about making our selection to find some things to get people out of the house, out and about, and do some holiday shopping as well.
All right. Well, we will start off, why not, on November 21st in West Stockbridge.
Well, this doesn't really quite fit that bill, but the reason I did this is my memories of my past. So Number Six Roastery is having an event which really took me back to when I was, 30 years ago, when every year around this time, they would release the new Beaujolais Nouveau. It was talked about with great aplomb that this was a chance to test this new wine that was being brewed in, developed in Beaujolais. And if you tasted it correctly, you could tell what the wine would end up being like in 10 years' time when the vintage was really at its best to drink. Well, of course, the whole idea was a marketing ploy. The idea was to persuade you to buy a crate or two of Beaujolais and put it down in the cellar for future years. Well, the idea has been completely discredited now because the realization is that the light, bubbly, fruity juice that you drink in Beaujolais Nouveau, which is the first, as it were, wine that they that has been made this season, you can't really tell what it tastes like in 10 years' time. But the tradition of tasting Beaujolais Nouveau actually continues because it is great fun. The wine is at this stage very fruity and fresh wine. It's got a lovely feel to it. It's low in alcohol, so there's always a chance you can drink a little more than you should really. Anyway, at Number Six Roastery in West Stockbridge on Tuesday, November the 21st, they're going to be celebrating the Beaujolais Nouveau release, and this is their second annual event, actually. They did it last year as well. And what they do is they get together with Nee James, the wine merchants who are based in Lennox and Stockbridge, and they put together a tasting. And they don't do it just of the Beaujolais Nouveau, but they also bring in really serious Beaujolais, the ones that have been down in that cellar for 10 years. So the Beaujolais, some of them, the Beaujolais Village, the Beaujolais Blanc, but of course the most important are the Cru Beaujolais. So anyway, I thought it sounded like a great fun evening. It's always a good excuse when you get a chance to drink some wine amongst friends. And so on Tuesday in West Stockbridge at Number Six Depot Roastery, go and try those Beaujolais one way and another. It starts at 5:30 in the evening.
We'll go from Beaujolais to Kinderhook on the 21st.
Yeah, I spotted this in our calendars, and I saw it, and I thought, well, this looks really interesting. So the James Vanderpoel House of History is hosting the award-winning author David King, who's going to give a lecture and sign some copies of his book, which is called Benedict Arnold, The Traitor Within. And the reason I thought this was a great evening was that it's a two-for-one event. First of all, if you don't know the James Vanderpoel House in Kinderhook, it really is one of the most interesting houses in our area. I guess it was built as the home for the prominent lawyer and politician James Vanderpoel and his family. I think it was built in around 1820s. We'll probably get people calling in to complain they've got the date wrong. But it's around that sort of time. So it's classic federal period architecture. It's now owned by the Columbia County Historical Society, and they use it to feature all sorts of exhibits and talks. And on Tuesday, the 21st, David King's going to be there. He is really well known. A lot of people may know him. He's written more than 70 books, mostly on American history, and mostly actually for young adult readers as well. But anyway, he's going to be talking about how he came to write about Benedict Arnold, who I guess is fascinating because he's a traitor, and people always like to read about the baddies in history as well as the goodies. And of course, Benedict Arnold was a bit of a had two aspects to him, because he at one stage he really was considered a hero of the American Revolution. Anyway, he's going to be talking about that, talking about his book. And the lovely thing is that David, who's written all these books over the time, is a local author. And so it's always great to welcome a local author when he talks. He lives in the Berkshires with his wife, who's also a writer. So that should be a great fun evening. As I say, a two-for-one event, because you get to see the house as well as hear him talk. That's at 7 o'clock at the James Vanderpoel House of History in Kinderhook on Tuesday the 21st.
On the 24th through the 17th, the Hoosick Valley train rides, Tynesliner.
They always have this run up to the Christmas. So it starts Friday the 24th, getting that family out of the house to get them on the train, and runs through December the 17th. The Berkshire Scenic Railway Museum really are getting into gear and doing some interesting things. And they've restarted these winter Hoosick Valley train rides. Starts in Adams, so you have to pick it up in Adams. And this year, they're operating what they're calling the Tinsel Liner train, and they're going to be making it into a sort of Christmas in America during the 1950s style. So it all sounds very Norman Rockwell to me. Anyway, guests will get on the train, you start your trip out, Father Christmas comes through, there'll be a small toy for each child. And the trip also, and this is where it, again, this is, you get your two for one here as well. The trip also stops over for about 20 minutes at a Christmas tree lot. So you can actually pick out a tree and then it can be tagged at that time and you can pick it up a bit later. And the tree sales benefit Pop Cares, so it's a good thing as well. You obviously have to go to the Berkshire Scenic Railway Museum website for all the days and the times, because it changes every day and whatever. But it is a great fun thing to do, particularly if your kids love getting on these scenic railways and really seeing a train in action. So it's great fun. And it starts, as I say, Friday, November the 24th. Check out their website for all the details.
We will move on to Pittsfield, the 24th through the 27th, to the outlets at Pinecone Hill.
Well, you know, this is getting into the serious business of shopping for Christmas. And every year, the Pinecone Hill outlet, which is great value in itself in Pittsfield, has these big sales. And this one is really popular. And I mention this every year because people are really keen to go to this. So starts on November the 24th, runs through the Monday the 27th as well, so a bit longer. And what they do is, through this Thanksgiving weekend sale, Pinecone Hill take off an additional about 25% or more off their already discounted seconds products. So it's things like area rugs, and they have some small rugs, but they really go to some quite big rugs as well. They have coverlets, pillows, duvets, loungewear, decorative pillows, all sorts of things. And so it's a chance, if you've got guests coming for Christmas or before Christmas, you can stock up your home and find the things that you need. But then, of course, if you don't want to do that, these items make great gifts as well. So the sales are usually, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till about 5 o'clock at night. And on Sundays, actually, it starts at 12 and runs till 4. But It's definitely a great sale for this area. As I say, it starts on the 24th and runs through the 27th.
We will head to Kent because this is the fifth annual now Champagne Stroll Weekend on the 24th and 25th.
Yeah, this is really making its impact in the area. I think most of the other holiday strolls in our area consider this the benchmark. It's remarkable. Kent has got themselves really well organized. So there are more than 30 shops who are serving more than 30 different types of champagnes or bubbly wines. All at the same time, and they also combine it with all sorts of promotions and sales in the stores as well. And so it starts on Friday the 24th, it runs, and it's also on the Saturday the 25th as well. The thing that makes it possible, and I think is really key, is Kent has really a whole series of owner run and operated distinctive shops. So this is not the big corporations with the masses of stores. These are, and you know, they have all sorts of things, everything from clothing, there's teas and coffees, there's jewelry, birdhouses, which I always find, outdoor apparel, and all of these participating shops are giving you a chance to have a little sip. And the idea is, by the way, that at the start of the tour, you collect a map that divides the town into four zones. And if you visit at least three businesses in each zone, you get your map stamped and you hand it in at the end, and your name will then be entered into a drawing for one of three great bottles of champagne. So there's always a chance that you can do it. The way we operate is that we go down, we wander around the stores, have a couple of sips from one, and then we stay on for dinner in one of the restaurants in Kent, which is great fun. On Saturday, there are a couple of other things happening there, including the fact that it's Small Business Saturday, which is a sort of marketing event campaign created by American Express, which is all about celebrating small business as well. That works out extremely well in Kent, they have some additional special offers there. So it's Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and runs till 7:30 at night.
All right, we will move on to Hudson, Basilica Hudson, on the 24th through the 26th.
Yeah, down in Hudson, this is a great event, and I can testify to this personally because where a few years ago our niece and nephew came and we didn't know what to do with them, so we took them over to Hudson and to Basilica Hudson for this Basilica Farm and Flea. Was a great event. They still talk about it to this day. So Basilica Farm and Flea is the alternative to Black Friday. They fill up the Basilica Hudson with hundreds, literally well over 100 stores of regional makers of one sort or another. So it's farmers, chefs, vintage collectors, all sorts of events like that. There's so much to see. And it gives you lots of time to wander around. There's always a little bit of food you can eat as well. And of course, my niece and nephew came home loaded with great presents for the holidays and really reasonable prices. And as a result, this event now gets very, very busy indeed. So try and get there early. So it's starts on Friday the 24th, runs through Sunday the 26th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. And Fridays it starts at 12 in the morning and then runs till 9 at night. Saturdays from 10 till 6. And then Sunday, it's a 10 till 5 event. Definitely worthwhile going. It really is a popular event. Lots of things to see.
In Spencertown, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, this is kind of cool, a handmade holiday.
Yeah. Well, if you can't get to Hudson, but you can get to Spencertown, This is also a great thing. I drive through Spencertown a lot nowadays, and I always love looking up at the Spencertown Academy Art Center as I drive through. And it really is, given how relatively small the town is, what a great resource this is. And they are turning the Academy Arts Center into a big high-end curated sale of handmade jewelry, apparel, toys, woodworking, ceramics, paper crafts as well, bath and beauty, all sorts of holiday ornaments. And of course, there's lots of stuff to eat as well, one way or another. And most of this stuff is made by people in the Columbia County, but all the Berkshires as well. There's some Ulster County artisans as well. So they're having more than 40 vendors there at the Spencertown Academy, and about a third of them are new this year as well. So it's a good selection. I noticed that as a new dog owner this year, I spotted that they even have homemade dog biscuits and things like that for your pets as well. So a great fun selection of stuff to see. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 4 o'clock, as you say, Friday the 24th, Saturday, and then Sunday the 26th as well. So admission is free, so it's great events. That's in Spencertown at the Spencertown Academy Arts Center.
Well, the barn at Egremont Village has a rocking night coming up on Friday the 24th.
Yeah. There are a couple of good concerts this week, actually. And let's start off, as you say, in South Egremont at the barn at the Egremont Village Inn, because the former Tripping Lily front woman, Monica Rizzio, is going to be coming up to town. And she's coming from her East Texas roots, actually. So it's a bit of a journey up to South Egremont. But she's just launched a new album called Washershore Cowgirl. And I better put a warning here. If you have problems tapping your toes, then you shouldn't attend this concert, because you are definitely going to be tapping your toes along with the music when she starts playing. She is a great, fun musician. You really can almost tap your toes along with her as well. So it starts at 8 o'clock, South Egremont, on Friday the 24th at the barn at the Egremont Village Inn.
We will move on to November 25th, Rural Adventures Organic Farming.
Yes, Steventown is holding another of its Steventown Behold Rural Adventures. And this is a great event to get the family out to for two reasons. One, it's a 1.5 mile walk in the countryside. And secondly, it's also a bit of a talk about how they do all sorts of organic farming in the Wyoming Creek watershed. So it's a bit of a farm tour with a walk, and what they're all about is low impact farming practices and experiences, and they try apparently the Wyoming Ocock Preserve is home to a number of uncommon or relatively rare native plants and plant communities. So it is great fun. You do, because this is going to be a popular event, you do have to go onto the website and register in advance. It starts at 1 o'clock on that Saturday, November the 25th, but I think it will be really popular down there in Steventown.
On November 25th in Kent, let's go to the Kent Memorial Library.
Yeah, well, I mentioned, well, obviously, a number of people are going to be in Kent for the Champagne Stroll on Saturday the 25th. And I thought, oh, well, this is an interesting way to combine it. So you can do your stroll. And then if you stroll over to the Kent Memorial Library, there are two local authors who are signing copies of their brand new books about Connecticut. So, again, great gift opportunities as well. So Charles Monaghan will be there signing his Connecticut Icons. And Melinda Elliott's going to be there, and she's written a book about Connecticut schoolhouses through time. So they're going to be there from 4 o'clock to about 7:45. So it combines with the Champagne Stroll. So if you're in Kent, Saturday, November the 25th, do wander over to the Kent Memorial Library and meet the authors.
November 25th at Hancock Shaker Village.
Hancock Shaker Village is having a great year this year, by the way. And on Saturday, they're holding this event called Grateful Shaker Supper. And it's a candle-lit harvest dinner in that brick dwelling. I don't know whether everyone knows, but the Hancock Shaker Village has this great brick dwelling house, which was built all those years ago. And the menu obviously is reflective of the season and of Thanksgiving. And the nice thing is the event benefits the Hancock Shaker Village's new farm internship program, which I think is a great internship program there. Starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, November the 25th.
And we'll wrap it up with the band that was around when I was in high school, NRBQ at Infinity Hall.
Yeah, well, I've already had to warn you that if you can't tap your toes, you shouldn't be attending the Monica Rizzo concert at the barn at the Egremont. Well, I think this is the same sort of situation. Infinity Hall in Norfolk is hosting, as you say, NRBQ, the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet. And they really have a great sort of rollicking blend of stomping rockability to, well, they also have the Beatles-influenced pop to Thelonious Monk-inspired jazz. It's a great selection, great to tap your toes to, and it all starts at 8 o'clock at Infinity Hall on Saturday, November the 25th.
All right, and that's where we stand, and I guess, Mark, we can wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
I definitely have a great time, and don't eat too much, but but eat just enough.
All right, Mark. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.